from freenations.net. The EU is a security catastrophe, written by Rodney Atkinson. The remarkable ease with which terrorists could travel within the EU borderless Schengen countries to kill 160 people in Paris and Brussels has alarmed everyone except the Euro elite in Brussels. The Paris and Brussels bombers went from Syria to Holland to Belgium to France to Hungary before and after the Paris attacks and before the Brussels attacks. But Cameron agreed with his fellow EU leaders that discussing changes to the free movement of terrorists across national borders would be inappropriate. A former Tory leader, Lord Howard, rightly attacked the government and the EU, saying that the Schengen zone makes Europe less safe. And a former head of MI6 and a former director of the CIA have said that Britain returning to a self-governing nation state would not affect and might indeed enhance our security. This chimes well with the late Sir Louis Labbaley, the former Director General of our Defence Intelligence Staff, who recommended my 1997 anti-EU book, Europe's Full Circle, Corporate Elites and the New Fascism, to all who cherish our heritage as a nation-state. Sir Richard Dearlove, the former head of MI6, said in a magazine article that, quote, "The truth about Brexit from a national security perspective is that the cost to Britain would be low. Brexit would bring two potentially important security gains, the ability to dump the European Convention on Human Rights. Remember the difficulty of extraditing the extremist Abu Hamza of the Finsbury Park Mosque? And more importantly, greater control over immigration from the European Union." Quote, "With regards to these kinds of questions, the European Union is not a natural contributor to national security of each of the entity states, and, in fact, in some ways, it gets in the way of the states providing security for its own citizens." End quote. As soon as the EU destroyed the internal borders of the European Union, which it did 22 years ago with the Maastricht Treaty, where European citizens were allowed to travel to any other EU state as a matter of right, then Europe was open to unlimited and effectively uncontrolled migration from all over the world, a situation which jihadist Muslims have been able to exploit. It was in our book, Treason at Maastricht, in 1994, that the late Norris McWhirter and I showed that the treaties that British ministers had signed were an immigration disaster. It was Hurd who only half-humorously said, "We'd better go away and read what we've signed." Since Maastricht, any EU citizen can go to any other EU state to live and work. Any national of any EU state can become an EU citizen, and any state can make anyone in the world their national. So there was and is no limit to the number of the world's peoples who could not be given free access to any EU country, with any one EU state creating citizens which all the others have to accept. Given that several small EU states are in danger of becoming, with the aid of the European fascist left, Muslim states, or critically Muslim-influenced, within the next generation, Sweden and Belgium being the most obvious, the scope for a rogue state exploiting this grotesque citizen-creating danger is very great indeed. There is not a single reason for the United Kingdom to stay within the madhouse, which is the EU, but among the more critical reasons for leaving, constitutional, financial, economic, social, and democratic, the most immediate is the critical danger of our uncontrolled borders made unenforceable by the idiocies of the European Union's policies on borderless states and the creation of European citizens. By Rodney Atkinson of freenations.net. Visit there to find out more about Rodney's writings and even buy some of his books to find out more about the EU state under which you are a citizen.